President Bush has named former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger to head an independent investigation into intelligence failures before last year's terrorist attacks. And Democrats said that they will name as vice chairman former Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell. In his ceremony at the White House today, the president signed legislation creating the investigation commission, which he had once opposed. On hand also were some of the families of 9/11 victims who helped change his mind. The president said an inquiry is necessary so that he and future presidents can better understand the threats that the country faces. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
Kissinger was a surprise choice to lead the 9/11 Commission. As a former Secretary of State to Presidents Nixon and Ford and a one-time White House National Security Advisor, he brings a history-laden resume to the job, but he is also a polarizing figure. He shared a Nobel Peace Prize for peace talks, yet his critics in this country and around the world see him as a war criminal for his role in the Vietnam War and the bombing of Cambodia during that era. To President Bush, Kissinger is a respected senior statesman who has the background and varied experience to lead an investigation that will venture into sensitive national security issues.
Dr. Kissinger and I share the same commitments. This investigation should carefully examine all the evidence and follow all the facts wherever they lead. We must uncover every detail and learn every lesson of September the 11th.
Talking to reporters in the driveway of the West Wing following the signing ceremony, Kissinger said the commission will be able to pursue whatever leads it likes.
We are under no restrictions, and we would accept no restrictions.
He also said the president has assured him that this will not be the sort of report that sits on a shelf, its recommendations ignored or even unread. He said the president has promised to take any recommendations the panel makes very seriously in order to help avoid any future tragedies.
It means a great deal to me as somebody who grew up in New York to contribute to the finding of these facts and to the bringing out of all these facts. But this is not a matter simply for New York. It is a matter for all of America.
Kissinger was asked about the possibility that the investigation would lead to Saudi Arabia, home to 15 of the 19 hijackers. The administration has been pushing the Saudis to do much more, to crack down on the flow of cash to terrorist groups. Kissinger answered that when he was Secretary of State, Saudi Arabia was a good friend of the U.S., but added that was 30 years ago. He would not speculate as to whether President Bush would be asked to testify. The president's spokesman, Ari Fleischer, said today he did not expect Mr. Bush to be called. But some Democratic senators, including Joseph Lieberman, wondered why not. In the coming weeks, 9 more members will be added to the commission, with its final mix consisting of 5 Republican appointees and 5 named by Democrats. At the White House today, Kissinger's selection was welcomed by some members of the group Families of 9/11. But Stephen Push, whose wife died aboard American Airlines Flight 77, which crashed into the Pentagon, added that his main goal is that this panel be truly independent as it does its work.
My hope is that Dr. Kissinger will recognize the importance of what he is doing for the nation, and that he and the other commissioners will rise above partisan politics and conduct an investigation that is thorough and that looks at every aspect of this disaster.
But the Kissinger appointment was not well received by Lori Van Auken, who lost her husband in the attack on the World Trade Center.
I would have hoped for somebody with a little less controversy swirling around their head. But the jury is out. We're hoping that he does a good job. We just hope he's a good person, a good pick, that there's nothing pushing this in any way, one way or the other, you know, a close family ties to the Bush family, any embarrassment, we just don't want any of that.
One member of the 9/11 Families group noted that this bill signing comes the day before Thanksgiving. It's a difficult time for those who lost loved ones, she said, adding, though, that she is thankful the commission has finally been established and is now going to move forward. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.